industry trained technicians with over 15 years experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Huckabee's High School, where we're getting started for the second half. Lakers will have the ball. As we talked about, Brian, here, Lakers need to come out right now and play this four-minute period like it's the last 4 minutes of their life.
You're exactly right. We were just looking at some stats. Both teams shot really poor in the first half, under 30%. Luckily, the other team didn't shoot well either, but they got to shoot better, and they got to come out aggressive right off the get-go and get some momentum going Lakers' way.
And now you see Sandusky come out in a man-to-man here. Man-to-man. It's a straight man. It's a little surprising since there's so much nice speed inside the D. Dean goes up and gets the rebound. She falls down as she tries to come down. She landed on the foot of Hannah. And we're going to have a referee timeout here as Deering went down to floor and Kroos or Fox.
That's Kroos, and it looks like Kama got dinged too. I think Deering took out a couple when she went down.
She hit Kroos, and Kroos went on to Deering, and I think they knocked heads a little bit. So both got knocked and jerked. And in this day and age, when concussions are such a big thing, everybody's got to be safe and careful now with that.
And right on cue, Lakers came out, and then the full court man-to-man pop. So you hit that one right on the head.
I think we both watched the man long enough, and we could probably tell him he's a monster. That man deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure he will be. And right off the bat, here comes Emily Hanna. They come off on the outside, put on the left corner. He drains a three, 17-8. Not what Lakers wanted to see.
Definitely not. High-level effort to us. They took one of their bigs and took it outside and made Kayla Deering play defense on the perimeter, and Hale got an open three-pointer.
And now Lakers looks to go to bench 3-2 in response by Kroos. This is a good rebound control by Kroos. She's going to go coast to coast. She's covered by Peterson. Peterson did a good job of wrapping that shot and then coming back and denying Fox putting up a shot and getting the jump ball call.
Oh, that's Fox and Peters. Just like we call it, a minute in, you've definitely seen a quicker pace than we saw in the first half.
Lakers comes up with that possession arrow change, goes to Lakers on the jump ball. Is that right?
Yeah,
because they started out with the ball.
We had Joe that from here as well. Yeah.
Okay. Kroos comes around, hands it to Mathen. Mathen shoots from the right side. Here, three rolls off. Rebound rolls right into the hands. Fox pushing left the court to Hale. Hale pulls it up, throws it back to Fox. Gets over to the right side to Stauffer. Stauffer sees it inside. They're cutting Hale. Hale gets fouled on the move and gets the foul. We're going to have an and one.
Well, Emily Hale has got the first 5 points of the second half. She just threw the second foul on Kayla Deering. They are definitely, it looks like, looking to get her in the offense real quick here in the second half.
And we're going to be back right after this commercial break.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always better
came. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here after that timeout by Lakers. Coach Connaught making some adjustments here. 19-8 Lakers. Geez, they got four names up on the board. And I look up at the scoreboard. I'm like, what game am I looking at? Let's try this again. Sandusky with the lead, 19-8 over Lakers. Just shortly in here to the third period.
Emily Howe comes out shooting one after making that basket and drawing the second foul on Kayla Deering. Lakers really needs to get some offense going real quick to keep this start from getting out of control.
Well, definitely a made basket there by Hale. And here comes a close-up pass again by Sandusky, and bringing up the court was Kern. And she did a good job of bringing that up. She went a little too fast and lost control of the ball just as she got down here to the other end.
That's one of those runs that just really kill a coach. She did a great job of breaking the full-court pass, and then when you kind of, they ease off, all of a sudden you just kind of drop the ball, kind of an unforced turnover.
Sandusky with the basket pass across the court to Krause. Krause feeds it down in the corner to Stafford. Stafford's three. No good long rebound. That's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Laker ball. Got an update for you. Vassar 22, more up 18 at the half. Vassar's hanging on.
This is really the first time we've seen the full court pass. I mean, it's tight man, full court for Sandusky, just what we thought they might do. And I'll be curious to see how that pays off for them.
And they had a wide open comment there, and they missed that inbound pass. They got it to Peterson. Comment would have got that. She had him beat to the hoop. You could see the senior coming out in comment. We saw the frustration right there when they didn't get the pass to her. She wants the ball, and you love it when your senior wants the ball when you're behind in a critical game.
And she, when she did finally get it, she drove to the basket and was able to pick up a blocking foul on Stauffer.
That's Stauffer's first, team's first of this half. They get it inside to Matson. Matson turns and goes up for the shot, and she gets fouled there by Rebels, and Rebels is going to pick up her first foul, and that's his second. Maybe this is what Matson needs. Get to the free throw line, get some easy buckets, and then it'll light her up here because she's getting the look.
Well, I've always been a big believer, as I know you have, if you can just stroke a free throw or two sometimes when you're in a slump and you can get them to go in. But that one gave her a first one, a perfect swish. Maybe that'll gain her some confidence from the outside.
You know, I heard somebody at halftime behind us talking that it didn't look like it was coming off her hand right. Well, her free throws are coming off right. She's getting great rotation, and she nailed them both, making the score 20-10. We're down by 10 here, 5:43 to go in the third. Sandusky pushes the ball up the court. Now their tempo is a little more aggressive than it was earlier. They're moving the ball much quicker. They feed it down in the post to Hale. Hale goes up over Deering. Deering offers her shot. It goes right into the hands of Peterson. Nice play by the freshman there to take the senior.
It was. Coach DeMoss looking for maybe a little body contact, but I think it looked pretty good. The officials are
going. Nice play by the Comet. Pass to Deering inside. I didn't mean to interrupt her there, but it was a great play. Comet ran past it right over top of the senior Hale into Deering. Deering went up and got it. The foul.
She's going to shoot two shots, and that's going to be the second foul on Kelly Ruggles. So one thing that Sandusky does not have a lot of depth in is in their big. So if any of those girls get in foul trouble, that could create a problem for them.
Let's see. Deering goes in, and she drains them. And the Lakers are going to stay in this game with some free throw shooting. And, hey, you know me. I'm a big, big free throw person. But they're only a 56% shooting free throw team, which, to me, that's not a great at all. You want to be around 75. If you can be there, that's great.
In high school girls, you can be a 70. I think that's really good. 56 might be a little low, but not terrible.
Her second shot was no good. Rebound control by Sandusky. They bring the ball up the court. Krause looks to go all the way in, and she's going to grab. She drives the lane, and she's going to grab a reaching foul. I believe they're going to put that on. Yeah, they're going to call that on Matt, and then they're going to give her the basket.
Yep, they're going to give that to a continuation and one.
Oh, that was a college continuation there. I got to say that. It's nice to see, but it was definitely a college continuation. And she makes the next one, so she got the 3-point play there by Krause. 23-11, 5:09 to go. Sandusky with the lead. Lakers with the ball. Sandusky's now back into their half court. Zone cross, 2-2-1. Lakers beats it. They get Mason up the court. She just bounce passes into Deering. Deering puts a shot. Mason could have pulled up and taken off side herself.
Yeah, it does have a good look. Deering's was a good look. It just didn't quite go in.
Matson, I had a better angle, though. Deering had to turn around and find it. Rebound Sandusky. Comet goes for the steal, loses it. Krause tries to dribble in there. She gets fouled by Deering, and then Deering tries to pick the ball up, and she has it stripped away by Rivers. And that goes for Matson. The first foul on the reach in there, Brett.
Yeah, the basket also went in, so it's going to be another and one. And you can really see how Sandusky's turned up the intensity. If that scoreboard's right, they're saying that's the fourth